T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven 10 in the morning here, 8:49 on a Thursday morning. Three big things. Sedgwick County Health Department will randomly test 1,600 people for COVID-19. Traffic briefly blocked the 13th and Oliver in Northeast Wichita last night, but otherwise, a quiet night in the city. Peaceful demonstration in Derby aimed at better race relations. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And remember, just a few minutes from now, we're going to be closing down that ramp southbound I-135 to eastbound Kellogg. And that'll be closed until 3 this afternoon. And you can expect that to happen again tomorrow. And, of course, the gasoline prices jumped up today. Not too much. We went from $1.64 a gallon to, at least $1.69 a gallon. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny and hot today, a high of 97 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 71. Friday, sunny and hot. Tomorrow's high, 98. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 9 miles per hour, 77 degrees with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Nearly 1.9 million people applied for U.S. unemployment benefits last week, the ninth straight decline since applications spiked in mid-March, a sign that the gradual reopening of the businesses has slowed the loss of jobs. And U.S. productivity falls 0.9% in the first quarter, less than first estimated, as labor costs rise at a faster pace. KNSS News Time now, 8:51. Local convenience store survives looting. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the Quick Trip at 21st Street North in Arkansas returned to normal quickly after being looted, other than an associate refilling empty cigarette cases Wednesday morning. There was little that showed the store had been looted 6 hours earlier. Monday night, windows at the PCS Metro location on the southwest corner of the intersection were broken, and gunshots were heard in the area where we understand that the Quick Trip at 21st North in Arkansas may have closed again yesterday afternoon. Meanwhile, Exploration Place, as you've talked about, says some of its windows damaged by gunfire. Employees arriving for work on Wednesday morning found 7 windows on the south side of the museum had been damaged, an outdoor kiosk also damaged. In a tweet, Exploration Place said the windows were broken around 11 p.m. Tuesday. A photo shared on Twitter shows cracked windows, but they didn't shatter. They didn't fall out. And experts say there are 5 things businesses can do to ward off lawsuits connected to the pandemic. 1, conduct an assessment of operations and risks within the business. 2, follow every set of guidelines that are available. 3, stock up on personal protective equipment. 4, keep in mind the high-risk employees. And 5, don't be a jerk. Employers and managers who mistreat employees in a difficult situation raise the chances of getting sued. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Hey, with that Quick Trip at 21st in Arkansas, a busy place. It's been not far from my neighborhood, and I've been in there a number of times, and it services that community, the folks around there for several blocks, and I know that the people who live in that area are not real excited about what happened there the other night.
Hopefully, if it's closed, it'll reopen and stay open.
Well, and I understand that some folks were up there cleaning up the mess after the looters in that neighborhood right around the store there. And also, I was just thinking about this this morning and the fact that the police chief displayed a helmet that one of the officers was wearing with a gun, you know, with
right.
a bullet crease in it. Now, if he hadn't been wearing his helmet, now I heard a call the other night. The police were heading. Said, "Well, I think maybe it was that same one." And I heard the call. He said, "You know, remember, bring your helmets." One of the officers
right.
in charge. And my gosh, that probably or could have saved somebody's life up there the other night.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And then you see the video of the fact that somebody was just popping off rounds, mm-hmm. and
yep.
they got to find that fool.
You sure do. Let's hope the worst of it's over, too.
Yeah, I'm so sure. You know, this is not good for our community. We do so deeply appreciate the demonstrations and what they're trying to accomplish with those things. We do not appreciate the looters who are doing bad right. things in people's neighborhoods and harming the businesses. All right. So anyway, how are you getting along now? The pandemic's over. I'm sure you're right.
Oh yeah,
you it's completely
bet. Yeah,
over.
No problem.
And businesses are. I talked with somebody the other day, a local businessman who's got a small business, and he had applied for those for that payroll protection thing. Said it helped out. It helped him maybe keep the old doors open for a little while longer.
Good. So, I think we're slowly but surely, you know, getting back to what's going to be a new normal for us.
And it's going to be different. I'm convinced.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be totally different. Yeah.
Some of these people have never ordered anything online before. So
right.
it's going to have an impact on the big box stores.
Working from home.
Working from mm-hmm. home. That's going to
changing what an office looks like.
Yeah.
Changing how schools and universities operate.
Right.
But in
it all, I'm sure they're wonderful developments. But again, taking away kind of that human contact that I think people need that. So I'm going to look for ways to do that.
And they need cheese, too.
Oh, yes,
it's National Cheese Day.
I dropped the ball last hour. We were talking about cheese. I got a call from a friend of mine who said, you didn't mention queso blanco.
I know who that was. National Cheese Day.
Yeah.
All right.
Queso blanco.
Thank you, gentlemen. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, another night of unrest
favorite.
For some U.S. cities. That's going to be coming. Also, we got Glenn Beck on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7, 1330. KNSS Wichita, 77 degrees.
At Yoder Meats, we would like to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.